were some of the things that people talked about at the meeting or brought up?
Okay, so I had an agenda for this meeting, which was to supply some stats. I also applied some resources that the pod attachment is currently down 3 positions. However, we are going to be replacing those 3 plus additional bodies come April, May. I informed the people on the SCAN meeting also that our OCN policing transition is supposed to be happening April 1st. And for those that don't know, the RCMP is no longer going to be policing Opaskwayak at Cree Nation. They have elected and moved forward to having Manitoba First Nation Policing Service. So our last SCAN meeting was September 12th, and that was at the Royal Canadian Legion here in town. So I provided everyone at the SCAN meeting, which I believe there were 28 people online by Zoom. I provided them with the stats that have occurred since the September 12th meeting, both for the PAW and OCN. I don't have the exact stats off in front of me now that I presented. However, to summarize them, as the calls for service in the pod attachment went up 9% since that last meeting, and in OCN they went down 7.8%. So overall, there was an increase of 1.2%. Karen Dreger is leading with a few others, myself included, and some of the RCMP members to try to get a restorative justice committee going on in the PAW. And for those that don't know what that is, another forum to handle criminal or policing matters with. So say there's someone who's charged and the Crown doesn't object to handling it solely, and they can think that this could be handled by another group to hear it and then impose a sentence or an answer to what the actions were. We're trying to do that. What that does is alleviates the time in court and the pressures on the police and the Crown. Addition to that, we everyone at the meeting kind of provided an update as to anything new in their partnering agency or what business or background they're from, and then we spoke a lot about, as our Safer Communities and Neighbors group, what we're going to work towards as a group. So a lot of the ideas were kind of pushed around, and you know, everybody put what they thought in everybody else's ear, and we did some breakout groups, and we've now, our next meeting is now scheduled for March 20th, and at that point, it sounds like we're really going to try to bring new ideas and new solutions or approaches that how we can try to work with the people on the street and the homeless people to help them out. I started this SCAN working group back in November of 2018. We meet quarterly, and it's for all the stakeholders and policing partnering agencies in town to kind of not, so that we're all working together and communicating all together rather than just smaller separate groups or everyone in their own silos, because I found that was kind of a problem when I got here, that you had great people wanting to do great things, but if we're not talking to each other, you're not going anywhere. You need help. Everyone needs help, right? So that's why we do this, and we meet every quarter. Now, we didn't meet quarterly last time because COVID kind of got in the way, and I had to cancel one of these other meetings because of other commitments, but we're back on track now, and we're going to meet March 20th. Should be by Zoom again. Hopefully maybe things have changed so that we can go back to in person. At these meetings, we try to have a guest speaker each time, and we usually have, you know, coffee, tea, and muffins, and there's always an agenda, and sometimes our superintendent from Thompson for the RCMP joins us and gives us answers that I can't answer. So, yeah, they're very informative. Elected officials from town come. We got CFS on board, the health region, people from Celeste from the liquor stores there. We got MMF, PAW Friendship Center, the PAW Homeless Shelter, the Legion members, COPP. We have people from the school division. Like, it's a very good professional group.